This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
BFM 89.9, you're back on the Pulse with Ali and Othniel tonight. We just heard a track by The Killers featuring Bruce Springsteen. There's a track called Dustland, which is a slight remake of an older Killers track called A Fairy Tale in Dustland. It's, I think it's like now it's come full circle.
I mean, imagine working with the boss himself.
Yeah, exactly. And some people were saying like Brendan Flowers sound a little bit like Bruce Springsteen.
Well, but Brendan Flowers doesn't really put on a pair of jeans. He's more of a suit kind of guy,
right? That's right, yeah.
Okay, we are starting off this week's Pulse by getting to know more about the True Colors Festival. It's a long-running international festival of performing arts that celebrates diversity and inclusion. They're all about embracing the fact that we are one world, one family. Now, since the year 2006, festivals have been organized in Southeast Asia and Japan with more than 1,200 artists from more than 30 different countries connecting with a global audience in almost 40 countries. Big stuff. Things have been quite different, obviously, due to the pandemic. But for this year, the organizers released a music video that was released worldwide just last week, and it features 13 specially abled artists from 9 different countries with their take on the R&B classic from Desiree, You Gotta Be.
And to find out more details about this music video, we have on the line tonight creative producer and director for this year's True Colors music video, Dr. Sydney Tan, who's no stranger to large-scale projects.
Yeah, he was the music director for the National Day Parade in Singapore for multiple years and have been involved in previous projects with the True Colors team prior to this. Hello, Dr. Sydney. Welcome to the show. Now, first up, can you tell us more about the True Colors Festival?
Well, okay, so basically, to know about True Colors Festival, you kind of, in a sense, need to know a little bit about the Nippon Foundation, who are behind it. So the True Colors Festival is an international festival of performing arts. Yeah, it's been running for quite some time, I think 10, 15 years at least. And what it does is it's organized by the Nippon Foundation, and it's to celebrate diversity and inclusion, you know, using the arts. Because kind of the motto for Nippon Foundation is the whole idea of one world, one family. You know, at a time when the world is very fragmented and everyone pulls away in different issues of race and exclusion and judgment and stuff like that, a festival like that is pretty wonderful. It gives a platform by which people can come together. So whether you're performers coming together and you meet other performers from around the world, or you're part of an audience that comes to partake of it, and you get to see and participate in activities and performances that are very, very, very unique. Like I said, for the last 15 plus years, and it's been organized by the Nippon Foundation in Japan. And that organization is a philanthropic organization. They've been around for the last 50, 60 years. You know, they do all kinds of humanitarian philanthropic work in areas of education, in health, you know, tsunami, disaster. Wonderful, wonderful work. Really, really good people, you know, non-profit. Totally from the goodness of their heart. And this is just one of a series of activities that they support and fund.
How did you get involved with this project, Doctor?
Well, I'm a medical doctor by profession, but I've been involved in music production and in the creative arts for the last 40 years. It kind of paid my way through medical school. And so I have enjoyed it tremendously. It's been a wonderful experience to be able to do this. So in 2018, I was invited by the executive producer of the True Colors Festival, Audrey Pereira, who's also from Singapore. And she knew of my work with National Day Parade, with labels and stuff. And she said, can you come on board and help us put together this show? So I, of course, had not really heard of much at that point of time, but it was a mind-blowing experience, totally changed your life. You know, you get to see and meet performers from all around the world. It was Asian Pacific, but we had people from Scotland, from Europe, from everywhere, and to see the level of performers and performances. So after that, the host from Japan, it was held in Singapore in 2018, the host from Japan asked, would you like to come on board and kind of help us to continue to do work with this? And you know, so we've tried to, you know, be part of the team. So yeah, that's my introduction to the True Colors Festival, into this whole world. Yeah.
Now the music video, the special music video, features 13 world-class artists from 9 different countries brought together by True Colors Festival. Can you tell us a bit more about those 13 specially abled artists? Was there a specific selection process that you guys did?
All right. First, maybe if I take a step back to this, the idea of the music videos was basically partly because of the whole COVID situation that the whole world we find ourselves in. It was to gather all these performers from around the world and try to put together something to send a message of positivity, that even though it's from diverse people from all around the globe, you know, or with all kinds of different genres and styles and instruments, whatever, was a unified message. Beyond the message, it was also to introduce the world so that they would know a little more about the True Colors Festival, as well as to meet these artists. So the first one actually was done last year. In that one, we had something like 40 over artists, you know, from like 15 or 20 countries. After that one, it had a really positive reaction. And we thought that we wanted to do another one, but instead of having one that has so many artists, like 40 over different artists from around the world, which is very impressive, but it's like kind of a 4-minute thing with 40 artists, like you blink your eye, it's the next artist, you know what I mean? So we thought, why don't we have a smaller amount of artists and let the audience get to not just see them as performers, but get to know them a little bit. You know, let each person have a bit more screen time. So that was really the history of why the second video, how it's different from the first one. So like you mentioned, about 13 artists. And the first one, we had a lot more Asian artists and also a lot of international ones. But with this one, we cast the net out wider because we're in preparation for the international festival in Tokyo for next year. So as we cast our net wide, we looked around and we, you know, through word of mouth, through friends, through Google, through all the different search engines that we have, we found an amazing array of artists. I mean, some of the artists we already knew of, like from the Philippines, we had Alianette Coalfire. She's quite well known. She was placed third in France Got Talent. Beautiful, beautiful voice, sings like an angel. Beyond that, as we looked, we found Mandy Harvey, an artist from the US who was part of the America's Got Talent. She earned Simon Cowell's Golden Buzzer. And it's amazing because, you know, she has a bit of a hearing impairment, but she hears entirely with her feet. And, you know, so to reach out to each of these people, there were some other artists who were from Jonathan Bathos, for example, come from Brazil, Alvin Law from Canada. Some of these artists or musicians were from the where the Superhumans Rio Paralympics some years back. And so we reached out to them, all cold calls. You know, we don't know what to expect. And slowly from there, get to know them, see that they're comfortable. And that's kind of the curation process. We had a name list of something like 200 different artists, you know, from around the world. And from there, trying to pick a smaller group that would be representative, talk to them to see how excited that they would be to be part of this. And what you have is a music video featuring these 13 artists, but that's just the tip of the iceberg. So the listeners out there, go and watch the video. I mean, if I mention names now, they're just a list of 13 names. You know, I've mentioned a few of them. Another prominent one would be Raul Midon, who's very, very well known. He's a 2-time Grammy nominee, you know, with Herbie Hancock and everything. And to get him to be part of this video is pretty incredible, you know. And so the level of performance is not just, you know, your normal Zoom thing that, you know, you and your friends get together, shoot some cameras kind of thing, but really it's artists who are really world-class.
Yeah, and Desri is the original singer of You Gotta Be, which is the song that you guys have covered. What was her reaction like upon hearing the idea of doing her song?
Well, you know, anyone who's tried to do something like this will attest to the fact that it is very, very difficult to get in touch with these artists. And we tried for months and months and months, and we couldn't get Desiree. Just getting the permission through the different licensing agents and record companies was really jumping through hoops. So after we finished, we got the permission through the record companies and labels. Finally, after the product was out, just by chance, we got a message from Desiree. I wanted her to be on this project. We wanted her to be on this project. And so when we finally heard from her, and she actually said that this is a truly powerful video. It is so invigorating and energizing. And she says that, you know, beyond the sentiment of the song, the way that it was done this time, it elevates the sentiment of the song and its message. And she said that she really appreciated the ending with the artist, that special 1-minute secret I told you about just now. Yeah, so that was a huge encouragement for me, for us as a team, that the original artist would feel that we've done justice, stayed true to her message that she had in mind, and even elevated it.
Anything exciting for us to look forward to in the near future?
Well, the work that Nippon Foundation and the True Colors Festival as a whole, it doesn't stop here. I think the need for positivity, for encouragement, to tear down barriers, to have this one world, one family message is an ongoing process. And so Nippon's intention is not a one-off. You know, this is continuing. If you go onto the website, you'll see that there's whole host of activities that's going on, you know, fashion shows, film, documentaries, stuff that's going on online all the way. And there's going to be a huge global concert sometime in 2022, you know, featuring all these artists and even more. So look out for that, please. And we really hope by then travel will be allowed, and you know, whoever, those of you who happen to be in Japan or can make it to Japan, or if not, tune in, watch it, and be encouraged, celebrate life. Yeah.
Excellent. Thank you, Dr. Sydney, for joining us on the show.
No problem, Othniel. It's been my pleasure. Thank you very much.
To find out more information about the True Colors Festival, you can head over to truecolorsfestival.com. Now, don't forget to check out the music video for this special take on You Gotta Be. You can check that out on their YouTube page. That's at True Colors Festival.
Nice. And when we come back after this song, we're going to be taking a slight change in tone. We're going to be finding out what's happening in Myanmar in terms of protest music with one of their hip-hop artists over there. But before that, this track.
Another new one. This time from Kings of Convenience. Yep, their comeback album of sorts. It's their fourth studio album this time, their first new album in 12 years. And this next track features the iconic voice of folk singer Feist. Check it out. Kings of Convenience, Catholic Country, featuring Feist right here on The Pulse, BFM 89.9. Stay tuned.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.